USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two more states certified their election results Monday, both being wins for former Vice President Joe Biden. Arizona and Wisconsin certified their results, while President Trump's legal team held a hearing on election integrity in Arizona, where the president's lawyers urged several state lawmakers in attendance to investigate alleged voting fraud in their state. President Trump, phoning into the hearing, said he and his team would not stop fighting for the election and promised more legal actions in other states.
Well, I will tell you, we are going to fight. We're taking it up all the way. We have additional cases being filed probably tomorrow in Wisconsin and in Georgia. And they're good cases. They're very strong cases by great lawyers and with great facts. And Arizona will not forget what Ducey just did. We're not going to forget the people of Arizona.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Vice President Mike Pence said on Monday that doses of the COVID-19 vaccine could begin shipping in 2 weeks. On a conference call with the country's governors, Pence said they are confident in the distribution plan they've developed. The chief science advisor for Operation Warp Speed agrees. Dr. Moncef Slaoui told Fox News that part of the plan relies on using existing vaccination infrastructure.
We're talking about maybe having two times more, two and a half times more. It's not, you know, transformational. Therefore, we feel confident and comfortable that by using the channels that are normally used, so for instance, shipping through FedEx and UPS, using the same warehousing facilities used for the flu vaccines, and empowering each state health agencies to tell us where to ship the vaccines, the number of doses allocated to each state will be defined in proportion to the population of the state. I think things we expect to go pretty smoothly.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Moderna has applied to the Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. Tim Berg explains from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau how the Trump administration is pushing for its quick approval.
President Trump is urging the FDA to act quickly on Moderna's application for an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. The president making those comments on Twitter. Now, as far as when the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed after it is approved by the FDA, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Said it'll ship within 24 hours after FDA approval, and then really it's going to be up to our nursing homes, our hospitals, our pharmacies to get that dispensed. So it really could be within days of FDA approval. We'll start seeing vaccines in people's arms, which is frankly incredible.
And the United States is sending an envoy to the Middle East to try to broker a deal in a years-old dispute. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump has sent an envoy to the Middle East to continue bringing peace and stability to the region. White House Senior Advisor Jared Kushner and his team will travel to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week for talks aimed at resolving the dispute between neighboring Gulf countries. About 3 years ago, blockades of sea and airspace were enacted by Saudi Arabia against Qatar, accusing the island nation of supporting terrorism and working with Iran's dirty deeds. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.